dancing downtown, crying neath the statue of Jesus. Both of us are lonely and cold, hope no one can see us. I know I'm drunk, hey, but I don't think that he'd care. Surely he must understand these crosses that I bear. So I'm sitting downtown, crying neath the statue of Jesus. Sometimes I think she's right, I ain't worth a shit. A wife and kids to feed, and here I sit. I swear to God I'd try, but I just don't think I fit. Daddy always said everything I touched, it turned to shit. So I'm sitting downtown, crying neath the statue of Jesus. Days hard for stealing cigarettes. So how's a man supposed to tell his children that? I swear to God I tried, but I just don't think I fit. Daddy always said everything I touched it turned to shit. So I'm sitting downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus. Downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus. Sitting downtown crying neath the statue of Jesus.
From their Let's Go Scare Al album, that is Gear Daddies with Statue of Jesus here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before Statue of Jesus, that was Gear Daddies doing their cover of the D.W. Stevenson 1973 hit, My Maria. Now that song originally could be found on a promotional EP that was released basically as a B-side to the single Color for Eyes from Billy's Live Bates, but eventually it did find its way onto that 1992 compilation, Can't Have Nothing Nice. Hey, speaking of Billy's Live Bates, Stupid Boy came from that, which was the song before My Maria, and I started off, speaking of covers, how about that? I started off the entire set with a band from Minnesota doing a cover of an artist from Minnesota, and that was Gear Daddies and the Prince cover, Little Red Corvette. I got one more song to wrap up this entire half hour of Gear Daddies. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's probably their biggest song, and it was actually a hidden track on the Billy's Live Bait album. You can find it in, I think, the second Mighty Ducks album from 1994 featured it. It's Zamboni.
Well, I went down to the local arena, asked to see the manager man. He came from his office, said, son, can I help you? Looked at him and said, yes, you can. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do.
This hotel room got a lot of stuff. A laundry bag and a shoe shine cloth. 32 hangers and a touch tone phone with a light that goes on when I ain't home. I ain't home. I ain't home. You better leave a message, cause I ain't home. They got an air conditioner. I'm hot, a radio. radiator for when I'm not. Two big chairs sitting side by side with a holy Bible and a TV guide. TV guide, TV guide, great God almighty, it's a TV guide. Second story view from curb to curb, a sign that says please don't disturb, a monogram towel and a bucket of ice, a chest of drawers and a mirror that lies, a mirror that lies, a mirror that lies, that can't be me and it's a mirror that lies. They got a room service menu for food and drink, a porcelain throne and aluminum sink, two big pillows to rest my head, magic fingers on a king-size bed, put in the cord and turn out the light, magic fingers make you feel alright, I feel alright. Postage if you lose the key. This hotel room got a lot of stuff, but I believe I've had enough. I called my baby, said don't you pout, I'm packing my bags and I'm checking out. Just as soon as you hang up that telephone, stick a candle in the window, I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
Company's here. Our company that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and internet radio stations plus streaming services everywhere, including smart speakers and slbradio.org/radio. Lots happening on today's SLB. It's good to have you aboard. We're back live in the studios today, and we're pleased to welcome Jaquay Edward Carter. He'll be previewing today's open house at the Cary Blast Furnaces and joins us at 7:50. At 8:20, Susan and Steve Hawkins of Vocal Confluence will talk about Together Again, a series of two concerts, one this evening and one tomorrow afternoon, August 20th and 21st, at First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood. Two in-studio guests for our Youth Express Hour between 10 and 11 o'clock, poet Mia Clemens and TEDx presenter Perna Chackengill will be here with us. And at 11 o'clock this morning, it's Dan Getkin and the 12-6. Thank you for being here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Pennsylvania's western daughter, with your tubes of liberty. Princess of pig iron slaughter, with your boyfriend Carnegie. Oh, you were stained glass, you were smokestack. You are laid in cobblestone. You were trolley car tracked. And for you the red sky shone. And while thieves and black-sleeved buccaneers pitched and kicked their orbs, it was for you that I cheered my wild cheers in the field of Mr. Forbes. I sent sentiments from shady side. I paid homage from the hill. Oh no, it cannot be denied. Cola Coke can't kill. Let the tree anciently grow strong. May the bagpipes never burst. Let the Allegheny roll right along. May I thirst the Duquesne thirst. May your steel mills stand forever. And your learning tower too. May clever. Good luck and God bless you.
Loud and Wainwright III getting us started. On today's Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks to Chad Green for putting together a best of SLB last week. I was diagnosed with pneumonia. Or is Tommy? I think it was Tommy who put it. Somebody replaced my old pneumonia with new pneumonia. No COVID, fortunately, but that wiped me out for nearly a week or so, and it's nice to be back with you, and I appreciate a lot of nice notes that we had. And a lot has been going on here in my absence. We had 40-plus teachers from Manchester Academic Charter School in for a professional development program. Since I spoke with you last, we also welcomed our Youth Advisory Council for its very first meeting, and we've established 4 open houses coming up, giving you a chance to see the facility that your support helped create, and I'll give you the dates for those open houses a little bit later, before the bottom of the hour, in case you want to jot them down. It's time now to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our pop quiz. This week's is straightforward. We challenge you to name 5 words that end with the letters L-M. 5 words that end with the letters L-M. Your answers can be of any length, as long as the last 2 letters in the word are L followed by M. Share your answers with us by phone at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Or you can use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. Again, we're looking for 5 words that end with the letters L-M. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way when you come up with your 5.
Where do you go when you close your eyes on your dream? Me and
to door. You could have been more. You could have been more. You could have been more.
Joni Mitchell. A tune called The Arrangement from 1970's Ladies of the Canyon. And Dallas Ugly with Sleight of Hand. That's just out this year from Watch Me Learn. We're looking for words ending in L and M. And good morning to Darla, who has balm, psalm, calm, palm, and qualm. You can't have a singular. We usually say qualms, but qualm in the singular is fine, too. Those answers came by way of Facebook at SLB Radio. And Anthony added elm, realm, film, and overwhelm. Patrick had all of those ones mentioned earlier just now. Well done, Patrick. Victor is in Las Vegas. You're up early. Oh, and I hope you're getting better, too. Victor, under the weather. He has calm, palm, and a balm to add to our list. Bruce, good morning. He has calm, balm, palm, film, and realm. Hello to Zach. Palm, psalm, realm, balm, and alm. Most dictionaries say alm needs to be plural, but we'll accept the singular version of that. Tom in McCandless has microfilm, balm, helm, film, calm, and palm. And good morning to Bob in Washington with helm, elm, calm, also microfilm, palm, psalm, and napalm. And Russ and Sharon in Kang, North Carolina, have psalm, elm, balm, calm, palm, qualm, realm, embalm. That's a new one. Helm, film, microfilm, whelm, and overwhelm, and underwhelm, napalm, and then here's a new one, facepalm. Tom and Barbara in Stallstown have realm, helm, psalm, film, calm, bomb, and palm, and then they looked at Scandinavian proper nouns, halm, roam, and holm. And Stockholm. Leslie is calm, elm, realm, palm, and film. And Leslie is in Oakland. James has psalm, realm, palm, calm, and balm. And Mark in Slippery Rock has A-B-O-L-M. In the Pokemon world that exists. Psalm, palm, film, balm, and calm. And Jeff, good morning, Jeff. Thank you for texting us. He has film, calm, psalm, balm, and palm. Neil is in Greencastle. We've mentioned all of the words he had. He did have whelm and overwhelm and elm and others that we mentioned. Tommy says when the napalm exploded, an elm in New Ulm, Minnesota began to overwhelm me, but I needed to stay calm lest they embalm me. So I read a psalm and watched a film, which were like a balm in my palm. Nicely played. That actually reads quite well, Tommy. And Scott Reckless has Balm Calm Film Psalm and Underwhelm. Dan said he had a lot of trouble, but he came up with Psalm and Calm. Jim in Crafton Heights has Calm Balm Qualm Realm Film Helm Palm and Overwhelm. Linda, Film Palm Helm Elm Calm and Realm. I think we've got them all. Vivian has all of those that we've mentioned earlier. She had napalm as well. Lori is moving from Olympia, Washington to the Lisbon coast of Portugal. She's in the process of doing that right now. And she checked in with Calm, Elm, Alm, Film, Psalm, and Palm. Sue had those same ones. Good morning, Sue. And Mark and Irwin, Sue is in South Park. Mark and Irwin has Balm, Calm, Film, Palm, Napalm, and Psalm. Jeffrey, we've mentioned all of Jeffrey's earlier. An anonymous listener whose phone number ends in 25 has Qualm, Realm, Film, Palm, and Balm. Mark Knapp, good morning, Mark. We've mentioned all of his already. Wow, thank you for playing along with us. So many answers coming in. Now, here are the open houses I mentioned earlier. First one, hands-on tours and fun in our new Youth Media Center. That will be from 4 to 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the 20th. And then on Saturday, the 24th, between 11 and 2, you can attend a live SLB broadcast and tour our studios. That will be on September 24th from 11 to 2. And then October 3rd, which is a Monday, from 11 to 2, you can tour our facility and also enjoy free admission to the Children's Museum that day. On October 12th, hands-on tours and fun in our Youth Media Center from 4 until 7 o'clock. We'll keep you posted about these dates, and we'll make sure they're posted on our social media accounts as well, and we hope we get a chance to see you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets victors. Weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
I got too much stuff. I got way more shoes than it's possible to use. I got too much stuff. I've got a myriad of devices and way too many vices. I've got no recollection of ever starting this collection, and I guess my innate curiosity combined with sheer fastidiosity reached escape velocity, determining my ultimate direction. Upon reflection, I can't ignore my obvious predilection for too much stuff. I've got multiple containers full of colanders and strainers. I got too much stuff. I've got various vessels filled with mortars and pestles. It's a real mess, I'll tell you. I probably started as a child collecting bottle caps and stamps, gradually over time grew to keyboards, guitars, and amps. I never saw myself as a hoarder with an order disorder, but after the court order, I concluded I was clearly on the border. I got too much stuff. I admit it's almost comical. It's certainly not economical. I got too much stuff. Once tried to keep a chronicle, storage fees alone were astronomical. My friend said it's a symptom, some deep-seated neurosis. So I went to a shrink for a professional psych diagnosis. I said to him, Doc, give it to me straight. What's my likely prognosis? He scheduled me for 52 weeks of hypnosis. I got too much stuff. My basement is cluttered with things best left unuttered. I got too much stuff. I recommend you avoid the attic, especially if you're asthmatic. Now, some may be somewhat skeptical, but everything's collectible. Pardon my inelegance, I don't mean to impugn your intelligence. Stop by one afternoon, you'll see my entire bedroom is strewn with autographed production cells from a Bugs Bunny cartoon, plus my prize signed photograph of Reese Witherspoon and the actual raccoon cap worn by Daniel Boone, or maybe Davy Crockett, plus this gold-plated locket I keep in my pocket along with this watch. Keeps really good time, so don't knock it. I got too much stuff. My house is a mess. It's really quite stressful. I got too much stuff. I tried to create order, but I've been unsuccessful. I got tchotchkes and doodads and trinkets and knickknacks, plus the world's largest collection of fruit-flavored Tic Tacs, novelties and mementos and assorted paraphernalia, plus a stuffed duck-billed platypus all the way from Australia. I got too much stuff. I got too much stuff. The brim with packages of Slim Jims. I got too much stuff. I'm stacked to the rafters with glasses from Lens Crafters. I try not to grumble, but my life's an absolute jumble. I take one step in any direction and I stumble. I need to minimize and reorganize, downsize and revise, and optimize and prioritize everything that implies. I got too much stuff. I've got 62 cases of marshmallow fluff. I got too much stuff. And believe me, that's way, way more than enough. I'm stuffed to the gills with hammers and drills and posters and pamphlets and flyers and handbills. I can't help but categorize, classify, and collate by color and size, by texture and weight. I pray for recovery, but it's probably too late. I got too much stuff.
That's Dean Friedman here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I've got too much stuff. And in just a moment, we're going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Hysteriddle.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
He was born August 20th, 1833 in North Bend, Ohio, and studied law at Miami University. His grandfather was a U.S. president, and eventually, so was he. Although he lost the popular vote in the 1888 election, he won the most votes on the Electoral College map. He was the only president in U.S. history to follow and then be followed by the same chap. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO or use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. Good luck with this morning's Hysteriddle. Again, he was born August 20th, 1833 in North Bend, Ohio, and studied law at Miami University. His grandfather won a U.S. was a U.S. president, and eventually, so was he. Although he lost the popular vote in the 1888 election, he won the most votes on the Electoral College map. He was the only president in U.S. history to follow and then be followed by the same chap. 412-200-5975. Good luck.
Nowadays it's cell phones and headphones, YouTube to the brains are gone. I see it all the time. The youngins don't know the cousins, and daddy's gone a buzz. And granny tucks them in at night. This generation, it ain't nothing like mine. We call bluegills and bumblebees, play baseball and climb trees. We worked hard for our dimes. We went to grandma's and grandpa's and split wood to keep us all warm in the wintertime. They'll never know the true joys of life. We call bluegills and bumblebees, play baseball and climb trees. We worked hard for our dimes. We went to grandma's and grandpa's and split wood to keep us all warm in the wintertime. Well, it's a sad world we live in. You can't let your children out of your sight for fear some sicko will target little kiddos online. That ain't right. This generation, it ain't nothing like mine. We call bluegills and bumblebees, play baseball and climb trees. We worked hard for our dime. We went to grandma's, grandpa's and split wood to keep us all warm in the wintertime. They'll never know the true joys of life. Bluegills, bumblebees, baseball and climb tree. Worked hard for our dime. Went to grandma's, grandpa's and split wood to keep us all warm in the wintertime. Turn off the TVs and iPads and computer screens and buy them a bite. Take them all fishing, stinging weeds and itching. Show them the time of their life and do it while there's still time. Let them catch bluegills and bumblebees, play baseball and climb trees. Make them work for a dime. Take them to grandma's and grandpa's, but don't just drop them off. You gotta spend a little time. Cause this generation, they're running out of time. Bluegills, bumblebees. Bluegills and bumblebees.
the year that I was born, our country was at war. Every able-bodied woman and man agreed to take a stand. All nations did arise in a great compromise to free the world we dreamed. We built the war machine.
Peter Rowan and Molly Tuttle. Nice song, isn't it? That's called The Red, White, and the Blue here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Jason Evans before Peter and Molly with Bluegills and Bumblebees. Nice to have your company today. Missed you last week, Ricky and I. He was born August 20th, 1833, in North Bend, Ohio, and studied law at Miami University. His grandfather was a U.S. president, and eventually, so was he. although he lost the popular vote in the 1888 election. He won the most votes on the Electoral College map. He was the only president in history to follow and then be followed by the same chap. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO to take a guess. We'll have our answer in a moment. We will give you just a few more moments to come up with the correct answer. 412-200-5975. The correct answer just coming in a second ago from Holly in Oakland. Russ came up with the correct answer in North Carolina, as well as Grover Cleveland being the president that came before and after this person. We had a guess of Rutherford B. Hayes, not him. Rich in Freeport got it right away. The person we're looking for is Benjamin Harrison. Benjamin Harrison. The grandson of William Henry Harrison. Tom and McCandless knew the correct answer too. So did Tommy in Virginia. And it looks like Dan and Clarion knew that Grover Cleveland was the president before and after Benjamin Harrison. Benjamin Harrison is the answer to today's historiddle. The 23rd president born August 20th, 1833. On a farm by the Ohio River, below Cincinnati, a Civil War veteran who became a successful Indianapolis lawyer and served in the Senate from 1881 to 1887, nominated to be president on the 8th ballot at the 1888 Republican Convention, and he was known to have done one of the first front porch style campaigns where he gave brief talks to friendly delegations that came to visit him. He was given the nickname of Little Ben because he was 5 feet 6 inches tall, but his proponents said he was big enough to wear the hat of his grandfather, William Henry Harrison Tippecanoe, the 9th president. And in the election, he received 100,000 fewer popular votes than Grover Cleveland, but won the Electoral College by 233 to 168. So that kind of thing happened years ago as well as in the times we're in now. Congratulations. If you knew Benjamin Harrison, this morning's Historiddle.
Route 30, from the coast of Oregon. Kitsamos to Chicago, before it takes a turn and it cuts on down to the Jersey Shore. Interstate 5 out of Portland, headed on up north. When you hit Route 30, you wanna take it on out west where the big river rolls on to the Rocky Sea. You might be lost in a daydream rolling down the road. You might be watching that lonesome moon sailing up above. You might be telling a story. You might be singing a song. But when you see that Clifton sign, you got to start paying attention. To the right of the road for the Neck Creek Campground, then you'll know that you're getting close. When you pass that Browns Meat Hill Road, look down at your dial. You're gonna be taking an unmarked road now when it hits the mouth. Coming up close to the crest of the hill, look down at your right. At the end of 2 sets of guardrails, that road will come into sight. When that little road comes to a wide, take the right-hand side. You're gonna be looking for a yellow house where the old cars parked in the drive. Sitting at the bottom of a meadow on a little rise. And if you see Snark Curly, would you tell him I said hi? You might be lost in a daydream rolling down the road. You might be watching that lonesome moon sailing up above. You might be holding your baby's hand or squeezing on his knee. But if you see Snark Curly, would you give him my love, please?
We'll be right back. let's all call up AT&T and protest to the president, march. Can't you see him smirking and smiling? 'Cause he's got us all digidialing. So let's all call up AT&T and protest to the president, march. So protest, do your best. Let us show him that we march in unity.
If he won't
change the rules, let's take our business to another phone company.
Let's all call up AT&T and protest to the president, march.
Let us wake him up in his slumber. Get a pencil, I'll give you his number. It's 318-5273-0874-29
dash 5114906-740852-1146-2059-03.
And now that you're on the right road, don't forget his area code, which is 518-247-905-94. Where are the days of Auld Lang Syne?
Butterfield 8, Miles and 9.
Let's keep those beautiful names alive.
Eskew 6, Gramercy 5.
Get ready to fight before it's too late.
Temple 2, Murray Hill 8.
Let's let them know that this means war.
Gettysburg 3, Gunford 4. Hooray!
The telephone subscribers will erect a triumphal arch for the let's all call up AT&T and protest to the president. March!
That's Howard Sherman. Ask your grandma to tell you about her grandma and how those numbers used to be dialed. Buffalo Gals Band and Route 30 before Alan Sherman. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services available everywhere, including smart speakers and slbradio.org/radio.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, the music that I hear low. I misty the note of your ear. You can say that you're leading me on, but that's just what I want you to do. Don't you know? Thank you. can say that you're leading me on, but that's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. Ooh, oh, oh. Should I wander through this wonderland alone now, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? Well, I'm missing too much in love.
Brand new from Dawn Rigby, Misty, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Did you hear about the moth that was found in Bellevue, Washington? Pretty incredible. This is a moth with an 8-inch wingspan. Actually, 10 inches. A 10-inch wingspan, which is the largest moth found in the United States, according to the Washington State Department of Agriculture.